All right, welcome to the Daily News Summary for Monday, October 19th, 2020. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. This is going to be a fast one. I am 10 minutes away from doing an interview with Matt Bracken from American Partisan about the coming Civil War. That interview should probably be posted tomorrow, Tuesday, or maybe Wednesday at the latest. It's going to be a bombshell, but you know, there's so many interviews that you've got to see. Don't miss the J.R. Nyquist interview from last week that's already posted as well. And we've got just more bombshells coming up. I haven't yet posted today's feature story at the time I'm recording this, but I am going to post it later today, which is, again, another bombshell about the multiple sources of information that's coming out about Hunter Biden. What people aren't yet fully recognizing, I think, they're kind of convoluting everything. There's a laptop that was at the repair shop that you know about, but then there's three hard drives from China. And those three hard drives were put together by what you could say the political enemies of the current President Xi of China, because President Xi is running around killing all of his rivals. I guess rivals would be a better term, not enemies. These three hard drives not only have one hard drive full of all the goods on Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, because the Bidens are totally compromised by communist China. They're in bed with Xi, and Xi has all the files on them, the blackmail files. So if Biden becomes president, Xi basically runs the USA at that point. But that's just one hard drive of three. There's a second hard drive that has all of the map of all the assets of China in the United States, which includes financial assets, real estate assets, as well as hidden caches of weapons, ammunition and other things that are pre-positioned in the United States for a civil war where China is arming the radical left. This is all on hard drive too. And by the way, J.R. Nyquist spoke about this in my interview with him. He says China has been pre-staging the materiel for a military uprising of the radical left, and its Black Lives Matter has been armed by communist China. That's all on hard drive too, which means the DOJ already has it. Trump already has it. Trump's people have it. Steve Bannon's got it. Okay, and then get this, the third hard drive, this is called the nuclear bomb hard disk. The third hard drive, it's the evidence on the total military plan of China involving gene editing, biological weapons, and vaccine development. Those three things, gene editing, biological weapons, and vaccine development. So we know these are all weapon systems of the Chinese. They built the bioweapon, the coronavirus, and then they released it upon the world on purpose. Now they're making the vaccines that they're going to dump on the world at ultra low prices. China's manufacturing billions of vaccines, and they're trying to undercut all the other vaccine companies. That's a big headline. I haven't even had a chance to cover that yet. But they're going to push out vaccines all over the world. How much you want to bet those vaccines have inserted into them another biological weapon to cause another wave of maybe even a different strain, not even the SARS-CoV-2 strain, but something different with a different receptor site, for example. So they'll have another global lockdown. This is war by China, and Joe Biden is in with China. Nancy Pelosi, Senator Feinstein, Adam Schiff, they're all in with China. And the media is all in with China, and big tech is all in with China. These are traitors to America, enemies of the people, who are colluding with China to build and release biological weapons. And by the way, Obama helped fund it through the NIH with Dr. Fauci. This is all on the hard drive. So this is way more than Hunter Biden smoking crack and banging a bunch of underage Chinese teens and slapping them around on camera, whatever he's doing, because he's a sick freaking bastard, sick pervert, right? Just like his dad. It's like child-sniffing moron, child-sniffing old pervert dude. God, this goes so much deeper. So that story is coming out later today. Until then, man, woo, get ready for big things to happen. Some of the stories that have already been posted, Bill Gates and MIT are unveiling quantum dot technology to mark children's skin so they can be scanned for their vaccine compliance. So this is the mark of the beast system. You gotta have your vaccine quantum dots in your skin. Otherwise, you're not allowed to go to school, not allowed to board an airplane, not allowed to go shopping, not allowed to take out money at the bank or even open a bank account or ride a bus or anything, okay? This is where it's going very quickly. Bill Gates, the depopulation pusher. All right, next story. A swamp creatures at the FBI had Hunter Biden's incoming hard drive for months and they did nothing. Yes, Christopher Wray, a treasonous criminal acting against the United States of America. Christopher Wray, I have no doubt, is compromised by communist China. He's working with communist China, I believe. No question about it. Because he's been covering up the crimes of the Bidens and the Clintons before that. And he's part of a long line of FBI directors such as James Comey and Robert Mueller before that, who have all been traitors, treasonous actors against America. And some of them are radical Islamic fundamentalists too, like James Comey. He's actually hidden a closet Islam, such as John Brennan as well. All right, next story. Microsoft has gained control over a global botnet system that can be used to attack and disrupt elections and target pro-Trump sites with DDoS attacks. A court just handed over control of this global botnet network to Microsoft last week. Microsoft controls one of the most aggressive hacking platforms on the planet, and they can take down any website they want, like our website or InfoWars or Breitbart or anybody. And watch for that to happen right around Election Day or shortly after. Okay, it's crazy stuff. Now, speaking of crazy, if you call the police because black people are robbing your business, now you're a racist because you have to let black people rob your business. This is the new norm in Democrat cities. And there are CVS pharmacies now that are declaring bankruptcy, just going out of business because people would just walk in off the street, many of them black, not all, but many, and they would just bring a backpack and they would just pile everything off the shelf into their backpack and walk out the door. And the employees were told, don't call the police because that's racist. So how does any retailer exist in this kind of totally twisted society where there's no rule of law and it's run by these lunatic left-wing Black Lives Matter people who say that, oh, you have to now agree to be robbed by black people. What's next? You have to agree to be raped by black people? So a black person comes into your house and rapes your white wife, let's say, you can't call the police because I guess black rape of white women is social justice, or maybe it's a form of reparations, according to Ilhan Omar, I would think, right? Or AOC. Yeah, just massive nationwide raping and looting and stealing. As long as it's done by black people, it's all okay because they're insane. I'm sure Kamala Harris would be on board with that too, even though she's put thousands of black men in jail, in prison, for mere possession of marijuana. Okay, another story. Woman suffers a brain injury from a coronavirus cotton swab test. So some of these testing people, they have no freaking clue what they're doing. They're jabbing these swabs up into people's nasal passages. So far, it's actually breaking the barrier into the brain. And they're like, they're jamming it in there and they're swabbing the actual brain. And they're causing, of course, enormous infections and drainage, tissue damage, and brain damage. And that's the frontal lobe up there. You know, is this the Democrats' plan? To jab like swabs into everybody's brain and do frontal lobotomies and then they'll vote for Biden? Because that's what it sounds like. This is why I've been telling people, don't get tested. You're a fool to get tested. You're a fool even from a scientific standpoint. You don't know if the test is true. If it says positive, you don't know if it's positive. If it says negative, you don't know if it's negative. What's the point? There's no point. No point in being tested. And they're using the swabs as weapons, jamming them in your sinuses. Unreal. Okay, a Georgia lawmaker is calling on the FBI director to resign. That's Christopher Wray. He should resign. No, he should be arrested is really what should happen. And the Communist Chinese Party is ramping up surveillance now of their own people, claiming it's necessary to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Of course, what a convenient excuse. Yeah, Hunter Biden under scrutiny for business deals with Chinese executives who have linked to the Chinese military. So this is what I'm talking about. The Bidens are so corrupt, they've done deals with entities tied to the Chinese military that has promised to invade and destroy the United States of America. Joe Biden is a treasonous actor. He should be arrested and imprisoned and charged with treason for what he has done. And there are more stories like this on naturalnews.com right now. I gotta go. I gotta run because I'm interviewing Matt Bracken, like I said. But let me just mention, get online with brighttown.social. It is teeming with breaking news every hour of the day. I've become like a Brighttown social addict, I'm sorry, because I get so many news tips from it now. I'm assigning news to my writers based on what I see there. Breaking news hits Brighttown Social first, usually a day before we have it on Natural News. So sign up on Brighttown Social, watch the main feed, and you can follow my account there, at Health Ranger, if you want. Follow other people. Z Golden Report is a very popular channel. John Dolph and many others there. Check it out. It's all free. In fact, there aren't even any ads on the site. It's ad-free, too. It's just totally free, ad-free. Everything's free, free speech. Go for it. You're going to love it. People absolutely love it. We have a lot of, you can call them refugees from Facebook and Twitter who are joining Brighttown.social. But check it out. Thank you for listening today. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I'll have more news for you later today on the website and then tomorrow here on a podcast as well. God bless America. God bless you, too, for what you do. Thank you.